Welcome back to the Jukebox. We have a very special guest on our line. It's pianist Philip Chu, who has quite a name in both Canada and beyond. A pianist painter who turns every musical idea into a beautiful array of colors. That was a review by La Presse. He's also the inaugural winner of the 2015 Prix Goyer, which shows that he's much more than simply a pianist. He's a wonderful musician and one of Canada's leading musicians. Welcome, Philip, to the line.
Hey, Daniel. It's so nice to finally chat with you. I heard so much about you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, likewise. I've heard so much about you, and you have a fascinating project called Of Church and State, which I've been following. And you're here to tell us all about it, and you'll be presenting this concept or a concert coming up Thursday, November 16th at Trinity Anglican Church in Aurora. So I see you have a very dreamy program on the horizon. Some Debussy, Moonlight, Beethoven, and a few preludes in the second half. Very exciting. Where do we begin?
Well, I mean, Of Church and State, it's funny you referenced that. So Of Church and State was kind of, I mean, you would know, you're like one of the most entrepreneurial pianists I can see out there. Like everything we do is kind of maybe a mini success and mostly a failure. And like, I'm grateful for those because we learn from them, right? And so Church and State
right.
was this program. I did a while back. It was a sort of, what doesn't seem like a wild concept outside of classical music, but of course, at least in my bubble of classical music, like anything that's not a standard piano recital is sort of out of the box. And that was a project where I was trying to meld or at least mix together visuals and of course, live performance. And even though I'm grateful for all that I learned from that process and the artistic material that came out of it, I think I learned in the end, because what it was this video that I had worked with a videographer to sort of edit and move, not move along with the music, but that I had kind of timed to a sort of performance, you know, length of mine. But in the end, I found that really distracting. I found it distracting for me. I found it distracting maybe for the audience. Like I felt like the music was suffering. And as a musician, what else could be more important than of course, the freedom of the music and everything else should be, I would say, for lack of a better word, like subservient to that. And
right.
so the program that I'm going to present in Aurora, even though in some ways visually it's a pullback from that, because that was all the sort of beautiful aerial shots of Montreal and forests and all these kinds of things. And I had a dancer that was kind of telling a story. This one is actually just text. It's just text and audio. So I had two actors who have recorded these poetic and literary choices that I made to basically help group together otherwise very disparate preludes from different composers, John Berge, Chopin, Debussy.
Yeah.
And as with the other project, it's just my, as I see with your program out in Collingwood programming, it's just like trying to give the audience as many bridges as possible so that they feel comfortable to just sit down. And even if they don't next to nothing, which is great, that they feel like they can bring their own experiences and enjoy the music they're listening to.
Beautiful. Well, you're starting with Debussy, Estampes, Pagode de la Soirée d'en Grenade, a little bit of exotic flavor there. And then you're off to one of our favorites here on the Jukebox, of course, is the Moonlight, which is a bit of a misnomer for Beethoven, of course. He would have gotten a kick if people knew they were referring to it as the Moonlight. It's, of course, the publisher who added that.
He would have ripped up the score, probably.
right. But you have a very pictorial, very beautiful program to start off. People can just close their eyes and imagine themselves in various scenarios. So how do you introduce these works? You said there is a textual aspect to your programming here.
Exactly. So the idea is in the first half was to choose, basically we go from music that very explicitly tells stories. You know, in Debussy's pieces, Pagode, I mean, they're basically imagined. It's like an imagined travelogue, right? So Pagode is his whole sort of East Asian inspired travels through the sounds of the Javanese gamelan and all that.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. And the Soirée d'en Grenade going into Spain, again, a place he basically spent all of 5 minutes in, but again, is extremely evocative. So with the titles and with a little bit of explanation, I mean, explanation is the wrong word, just some storytelling, the audiences are being handed quite a lot about what, so they can just sit and enjoy. You know, and they know right away.
I like how you mentioned the 5 minutes. Was that enough to get him a gold plaque in Granada? It's like, you know, sometimes I come across that in travels in Europe. Like, Chopin was here for 2 days.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, Defaya loved the piece, right? I mean, the grandfather, basically, of Spanish classical music said, like, even though the guy, Debussy, basically was never here, somehow this whole thing, like, feels of Spain, you know, which is, I can't imagine a higher accolade.
Right.
And then the Moonlight, exactly as you said, Daniel, like the title, it's a total misnomer in the sense that like Beethoven had nothing to do with it. But because of that title, and of course, I mean, Beethoven's writing, the audience can again, without knowing much else, allow themselves to be transported. And then so then the goal is then in the second half of the prelude, I will say nothing about the preludes at all. Like I will just let them know, here are the three composers, here are a bunch of pieces that they wrote.
Right.
Because Debussy technically, right, there's titles for all the preludes, yada, yada, yada. But my hope is with the literary quotes that will just sort of spark their imagination and they will just go on their own. It's kind of, it's a, like I would say, a 45-minute, 50-minute journey.
And where are you drawing the literary quotes? Where are you drawing them from?
Kind of everywhere. Some of them are authors that I love. There's Tolkien, Murakami, there's indigenous poetry. There's a little bit of everything that inspires me and that touches me. And that I think, of course, I am leading gently. But like, I've grouped these preludes into my own kind of fabricated themes without calling it a theme. But the quotes and all that sort of lend themselves towards a certain kind of subject matter. And that's also how I went about choosing those.
Well, it's really interesting because the prelude, of course, is, the word itself infers to an introduction, the opening of a curtain. And here you've made the program the other way around, where we start with Estampes, which is the meat of Debussy in this program. And you have the prelude from book one at the very end. Fascinating.
That's right.
And it's a great narrative throughout. A fascinating concert. Check it out. AuroraCulturalCenter.ca. Three words there for more details on this event. AuroraCulturalCenter.ca. It's coming up November 16th, Thursday, 7:30 p.m. with a pre-concert talk, which, as you can hear, Philip is so eloquent. Don't miss the pre-concert talk, 6:30 p.m. And the concert begins 7:30. So good luck to you.
Daniel, thank you so much for the time.
Quick little question here also on your second half. How do you find the John Birch 24 Preludes? You're putting them next to Chopin. How are those works?
John's music is so beautiful and immediately accessible, but without sacrificing any kind of content. You know, to me, just like the other sort of great groupings of preludes by other composers, I think John's done such a beautiful job. Each one has its own technical challenge and musical idea. And I think they communicate so clearly. They're a total joy to play. His music is lovely. I can't wait to share them.
And does he also follow Chopin's schematic of the 24 major minor keys? Kind of, allusion back to Bach. And
he does. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Got it. Nice. Well, terrific. What a great program. Good luck to you, Philip. Thanks for joining us here. And come out and check out the concert, AuroraCulturalCenter.ca for tickets. All the best to you, Philip. Talk soon.
Thanks again, Daniel. Great to chat with you.
Likewise. Cheers.